everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's long-time support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Iba is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. Iba has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. Iba jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. Iba also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. Iba is another in the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Livestock futures turning mostly lower late today as grain market support sparked active pressure in feeder cattle. Early support in live cattle and lean hog trade, though, eroded throughout the day, with corn futures higher in active trade. September corn futures about 12 cents higher, stock markets higher in live trade as well. The Dow Jones 143 points higher, NASDAQ up 45 points. In live cattle today, light to moderate gains held despite limited trade activity. Markets closing early today and will remain closed tomorrow in observance of Independence Day. The focus on growing fundamental support, though, helping to bring some additional buying interest to the complex. Cash cattle trade starting to develop today with light to moderate trade in Kansas and Texas, seen at $109 per hundredweight. This is fully steady with last week and may set the tone for the trade throughout the end of the week. A few bids slowly developing today in the north at $179 to $180 dressed, but still below asking prices of $182 per hundredweight. Box beef cutouts today, meanwhile, were lower, 41 cents lower in select and down $1.11 per hundredweight in choice with active movement of 103 total loads. In feeder cattle, sharp triple-digit losses flooding throughout the complex as traders turned the focus back to increased corn prices ahead of the holiday vacation. Limited volume in all livestock trade expected to add to the market volatility. Meanwhile, today, grains were higher with corn trade 10 to 13 cents higher on the recent short profit-taking, plus the addition of some weather premium ahead of the holiday. Soybean trade 5 to 8 cents higher, with meal $1.50 to $2.50 higher, and oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 4 to 9 cents higher today, with the winter wheats leading, with some spillover support from corn as harvest moves on. The Kansas City-Chicago spread continuing in the recent pattern of narrowing overnight, with the spread stable during the day. Meanwhile, the warmer weather should get combines moving more in the short term, with above 90 degrees expected for the plains, along with the heat in continental Europe.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.